Finance, Personnel, and Audit Committee will now reconvene. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll to establish the quorum?
Supervisors Haas?
Here.
Schmidt?
Here.
Roma West?
Present.
Jurcik?
Here.
Lipscomb?
Here.
Bowen?
Here.
Stamper?
I'm here.
Cullen?
Here.
Mr. Chair?
Here.
There are 9 members present. We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Madam Clerk. Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you. Before we take a vote, I'd like to ask County Executive's Administration, when did this Urban Park Initiative get started, and how was it? I see 2013, but what parks are in that? And also, does that need board approval, or can you just establish a park initiative on your own? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chairman and supervisors, again, it'd be great if the Parks Department was here, if they were notified before. They're the ones that are running this initiative, and that they could tell you exactly what parks are in there. Unfortunately, I don't have that information with me to share.
All right.
I can provide that for you, though.
Please. Thank you, Dr. Colt. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think we need to make sure that we're not confusing what we're doing here. There was talk that we're taking away from one project to support the other, and that is not the case. You have a capital improvement committee that we have projects that go through that committee that need to be approved to move forward in the process. And I think the process has already been established that we would go through that committee in order to address our capital concerns. I think it's clear this Lindsay Park project was not forwarded through that process formally. And I think if you are going to have a inner city parks initiative, that you actually do that. But also go through the formal channels. And what I don't see as fair is cherry-picking what projects should be involved in that. This whole initiative started from taking away a very large project, and that was the renovation of Moody Pool, a project that I was supportive of but did not have the support to get done. So a number of supervisors were put in a position to support one or the other, and I think today we should not be in that position. We have a project at McGovern Park that has not seen the same investment that other parks have seen for years, and I think it's our opportunity to right that wrong and to move forward. And if the supervisor would like to bring forth an amendment that includes the Lindsay Park project with general bonding, which are the funds that we generally use for capital projects, that's a different story. But we do have an amendment in front of us, and I'd like to move in voting to support this amendment because I think this is our opportunity to do so. Thank you.
I remember well that other big project you spoke of, Supervisor Bowen. Supervisor Lipscomb has already moved approval of Amendment 1B004. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am not intimately familiar with the Capital Improvements Committee, and I know that it's not necessarily my position at this table to ask questions of the committee, but I'm curious if anyone might be able or willing to explain to me what the timeline is of the Capital Improvements Committee, because I thought that that was a relatively new committee established in the beginning of 2013, unless I'm confusing two different bodies.
Mr. Masterson, would you give a short timeline, please? I mean, enough to give substance, but not to go into too much detail.
Certainly. Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I'll try and remember. So typically in December or January, departments were made aware of this new process that was put through an amendment as I believe during the 2013 budget budgeting process, and departments were made aware of the CIC process, that there would be a committee established to review those processes. Departments were then given, I believe, a month to approximately two months to submit the requests. Originally, per ordinance, it was supposed to go to the standing committees. So, for instance, parks would go to the Parks Committee. Any DHHS would go to the Health and Human Services Committee, etc. Those were put forth to the committees, I believe, in March, is my best guess. They were then presented to the committee. The committees then just referred them to the CIC and took no action. They were an informational report. From that point, the CIC had a number of meetings. I believe it was between four and five. A separate work group was established that went out and actually did the review. And then May 15th, pursuant to the ordinance, an email of the final recommended projects, along as hard copies, were distributed to the county executive as well as county supervisors.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question then would be, looking at that timeline of when the Capital Improvements Committee was established and how it has operated since it's been established, and in light of how Lindsay Park and any improvements proposed for Lindsay Park have been addressed in the budget, we have a timeline where this time last year in 2012 for the 2013 budget, the establishment of funds in order to evaluate Lindsay Park and create a plan were allocated for 2013. That process was not officially begun until the summer of 2013 due to the timeline that the Parks Department had to work with. So I understand the supervisor's concerns that a process that would be proper under our policies and procedures might be to go straight through the Capital Improvements Committee. But that wasn't possible because of the timeline of when the Capital Improvements Committee was established and when that initial review, given the funds that were originally allocated to Lindsay Park, was completed. That was completed or worked on this summer of 2013. So the next action would be for the Parks Department to make their recommendations on what could potentially be accomplished. The money that is currently in the executive's recommended budget for 2014 for Lindsay Park is just a slice of the pie on what actually all needs to be accomplished at Lindsay Park. That is just addressing a small piece in 2014. If no money is addressed to Lindsay Park, or if a substantial amount of money is not addressed to Lindsay Park in 2014, then it won't be addressed again until 2015. Then we've got a 1 to 2 year timeline minimum between the time a plan is come up with and the first time anything can even be thought of being done. The other monies that are currently in the budget for Lindsay Park are specifically for repairing the pavements and walkways around the park. And that's because if they're not repaired and replaced and expanded, there's going to be further damage to the park. So it's actually a preventative measure. That is not addressed in this amendment, but that is other funds for Lindsay Park. The money that is in this amendment, that if you approve this amendment today, you would be removing from the 2014 budget, will leave a sand area around a playground that is full of glass sitting in the park where kids are currently playing. At a minimum, it is my opinion and most of the residents and people who use that park from the meetings that we've had, that needs to be addressed. And I ask you, because during the recess we just had, Supervisor Rainey and I had come to a wonderful agreement that would have allowed both parks to be fully financed for repair. And somehow we've reconvened without that agreement or document coming before us, and now it seems the supervisor has withdrawn. I'm guessing in light of the interim comment that it's fun to go to war, I ask you to deny this budget change and allow me an opportunity to fund both parks. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to support it. And I know that I'm also willing to sit here on the record and answer your questions about where this funding came from, why it came about, how it came about, why it's on sales tax, what it has to do with the county executive, and go to bat for these kids in this park because it needs to be addressed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the issue becomes whether or not we, the county, the other members of the county board, can have meetings with individuals in our community and make improvements or plan to make improvements in the park and then come forward in the next budget and have that become a reality. And I think that's what we're really here discussing, is whether or not the opportunity that was allotted was something that all of us could partake in. Having said that, I have no issue with funding the Lindsay Park project. What I have an issue with is using sales tax revenue that clearly is clearly a better fit for another project that another supervisor wants to do in their district, when they've also seems to have had meetings with their community and with Milwaukee County Parks, and has submitted a letter to a charitable foundation, which is something that I applaud him for doing and having the foresight to do. And then he is now trying to bring forward a project. And instead of allowing for this vote to happen and take, you know, and using the sales tax money for something that is a better fit, and having the supervisor from Lindsay Park come forward with an amendment to add the $248,000 in bonding, we're sitting here discussing it. We're below the bonding cap. There's nothing stopping the supervisor from Lindsay Park from working with Jessica to bring before us tomorrow an amendment for $248,000 of bonding to do these projects. I think it's ridiculous that we're still sitting here discussing this.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Cady?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to point out a procedural point, and that is the issue before you is that the county executive has recommended funding Lindsay Park using sales tax revenues. You have the ability to amend that to change the source of financing, general obligation bonds. However, an additional amendment that might change it would be considered a substitute to this one. So that's a substitute amendment, because in essence you could have this amendment that's before you defeated and the county executive's original language go through, funded by sales tax, and then you'd have the other amendment as well that would be for you. So that's why they'd be a substitutes. So I just, as we talk about that, I just want to make sure the direction is, you know, clear to staff, is that anything that would be drafted would be a substitute amendment for this. Mm-hmm. Not in addition to. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Cady. Supervisor Stanford, and we're going to vote.
All right, so it's not possible to bring us to do both projects. Is that what you're saying?
No. It's always possible to do both projects.
Okay.
I'm just saying a second amendment would be a substitute to this one.
Okay.
Okay. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1B004 is approved.
Thank you. I should have said we have a card from Patricia Rogers in favor of the amendment. Is there any other business?
Yeah.
This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much for your time.